not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. 13 degrees, minus 6 wind chill. Winds are out of the north at 22 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 27 miles an hour. And I have two surprise guests in the studio today. I'm so excited. I'm just going to warn you guys. I think they changed the rules on the Today in Ag show again today. Yesterday, I told you guys about I wasn't allowed to wear my field boots in here because it smelled like Today in Ag. Well, I've been out since 1 o'clock this morning delivering babies. And I come in smelling like it today. It wasn't on my shoes. So anyway, they're probably going to change the rules again on me today. But anyway, man, all I got to tell you guys, and you're all well aware of it, but that last night and today, it's brutal out there. It's worse than bitter. And those calves are hitting the ground. And I watched that mama last night for about 6 or 7 minutes. She was doing her best to clean that baby up, and it wasn't happening. I mean, it was freezing as fast as it was, just crazy. So I picked him up and I put him in the pickup seat, and I had some towels with me. I dried him off the best I could. Now my next mission was to get the mama in the lot where I had a windbreak set up and had straw for the babies and hay for the mamas. I ran over to my neighbor over there, Price Farms, LC. I got into the barn, got some warm, it was a heifer in her bag. She didn't have much of a bag yet. And so I got some colostrum and got that downing. And he's doing good out there now. And this is what friends are for. My buddy Steve Costello, I called him. I said, can you come out here and check these heifers? Because I got to go do the show. There's another, and it's really close. She had a bag on her like Holstein. But anyway, he went out there. He texted me. Calf was froze when he got out there. And they brought him by the studio. I had my bottle and colostrum here. And he wouldn't take it. So they took him to the house, and we were going to tube feed him again. But that's what it takes. One person can't hardly do it by themselves in this kind of weather, especially when they're dropping left and right. But anyway, but Jancy and Chad Ripito are in the studio with me today, and Jancy's going to help me out, and she's going to interview her dad. And you just got the look. Remember,
gate opener after a while. She can wear the right
clothes. Oh, hang on a second. There we go. Try that again.
She's going to be at a gate opener here in a little while. She just don't know it. She's bringing up clothes for what she's fixing to do.
Well, Jancy, I found out during Tradio we got a new button on that mic. So when you start to cuss your dad, hit that button.
I can hit it and you won't hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, but let's get the show rolling. And text line is open, 580-225-9697. And I'm going to start the show out with, you guys need to text in. And what I want you to text in, I have one pair of tickets to the PBR February 12th, 11th and 12th. And they're good seats. These are for February 11th, but the PBR Ranches is going to be going on. The Invitational will be going on at the 11th and 12th at the Paycom Center. So I'm going to give two of these tickets away today. And here's the question of the day. I'm going to take the number seven text I get in. The question is, how many pounds are in a bale of cotton? And text your name in with the answer. If you don't text your name in with the answer, I'm going to bypass you. I got to have your name. How many pounds are in a bale of cotton? And during our second segment, if we get to it, I'll announce the winner. But it's the seventh text. Seventh's my lucky number. So anyway, we're going to give a set of Jancy, you're not texting in, are you?
thought about it.
So that's going to be the question of the day for a set of PBR tickets, and they're good seats too. Anyway, hard red winter wheat is at 734. All grains are down except for soybeans. Corn's at 620. Milo's at 618. Soybeans are up to 1469. And this was all an hour ago at 11 o'clock in Oklahoma cash prices. Cotton just hanging in there at $1.26. And we're going to talk some cotton here in a little bit with Chad. But soybean and grain futures pull back in overnight trading on some technical selling and reduced worries about the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Prices have been relatively high in recent weeks due to dry weather in South America and concerns about Russia's amassing more than 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine. Investors are eyeing planning decisions that could be influenced by the high prices of this time this year. Still, high prices for inputs, including fertilizers, may be keeping some seeds out of the ground. And Chad and I are going to talk about that here in a little bit, too. Inputs going on this year, because it's a different farming year this year. Spectators and hedgers also are looking at the current demand, which likely will be affected by the beginning of the Chinese New Year's. Wheat futures were lower on worries about the potential conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The sides continue to talk, and U.S. backed off its assertion that an attack by Russia is imminent. Washington has said it will send another 3,000 troops to Poland and Germany. Another 1,000 will be headed out to Romania. Despite the buildup, concerns about a drawn-out conflict has eased as government officials try to work out a peaceful solution. Soybean futures for March delivery dropped 10¾ cents to 15.34 cents a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 50 cents to 434.60 a short ton, and soybean oil futures lost 0.77 cents to 65.21 a pound. That's 65.21 cents a pound. Corn futures for March delivery fell 6 cents to $6.16.5 a bushel. Wheat for March delivery lost 5.5 cents to $7.49.25 a bushel. Why? Kansas City futures dropped 5 cents to $7.64.5 a bushel. Well, we're going to skip the ethanol today, but we're going to go to the weather. Winter weather advisories has moved south and east and now stretch from eastern New Mexico all the way to the main coast, according to the National Weather Service maps. Wind chill warnings have been replaced storm warnings in the central Corn Belt. And we got heavy snows expected today in parts of southern Missouri and southern Illinois today, with another 3 to 5 inches of snow expected to fall on top of what's already on the ground. Wind chill advisories have been issued for parts of several states, including Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Oklahoma. In central Iowa, values were overnight fell as low as minus 25. It was minus 7 one time this morning when I was out there here in western Oklahoma, so it was cold. A wind chill warning also has been issued for much of North Dakota, where values overnight were forecast to fall as low as minus 50. Exposure to such cold wind could cause frostbite in as little 5 minutes. There they come back with their time again. But anyway, well, we're up to 6 texts, I can see, so one more and might get lucky. And so, anyway, well, Jancy, help me out with the live cattle, will you?
I will. Your live cattle prices are up for the month of February, $141.75, April, $146.92. Feeder cattle prices are also up for the month of March, $167.52, April, $172.60. Your lean hogs are also up, February, $87.30, April, $147.47. Excuse me. May, $104.42. Results from Tuesday's cow and bull sale at Woodward. Slaughter cows are up anywhere from $64 to $86.50. Bulls anywhere from $91 to $103.50. Bred cows ages 2 to 4 years old, $1,025 to $1,210. 5 to 8 year olds, $950 to $1,175. and cow-calf pairs anywhere from $1,000 to $1,340.
Good. You did good for your first time.
Thank you.
You stuttered once, but see, I do that already, so they're used to it.
Stutter all the
it's
time.
It's okay.
Anyway, and everybody knows Saturday they will not be having the goat and sheep sale at Hobart. It'll be next Saturday on the 12th of February, a week from this coming Saturday, and it'll be starting at 11 a.m., Also, the Elk City Livestock Auction Barn will not be going on tomorrow. I think Woodward is going on today. I didn't see where they canceled. So, Elk City tomorrow and the goat and sheep deal at Hobart Stockyards is canceled. Or we're not canceled. It's just been moved forward to the 12th. So, anyway, keep that in mind if you're thinking about going to either place tomorrow or Saturday. And I'll repeat it again before the show's over so everybody's very aware of it. When I come back, Jancy and I are going to bring up a adventure that her dad had last year with a baby calf. We're going to talk about that because that's what goes on out here every day.
It is.
So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk to Chad about cotton and from his point of view, because Chad's a pretty decent sized farmer in Beckham County and rancher, and see what his thoughts are on with our input cost being so high here recently, and it doesn't look like it's coming down much. See what he's thinking he's going to do this year. So anyway, hang tight. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
My background is in AI service. If you're doing that, you're more progressive. You're not going to the sale barn and buying a bull for the cheapest you can get. You're searching for better genetics. You're searching for a better quality product. Just like, do you go down to the used car store and buy the car with all the dents and dings, or do you want the new car? We decided we'd start building our own pretty vehicles rather than going paying the price for the pretty vehicle. B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
13 degrees, minus 4, winds out of the north, 20, gusting up to 25. And in the studio with me is my partner in crime, Jancy Ripito, and I don't know if her dad's driving her or she's driving her dad, but I did hear a gate opening a while ago, so I figured that's why they're together. Jancy's opening gates because I know Chad's not going to anyway. Jancy, FFA week's coming up here in a couple weeks.
It is.
And I know you're an officer at the Merritt High School.
I am.
And I know you guys got some plans that are not approved by the school yet. But you guys are working on it.
We are.
And what is there, 5 officers?
We have an officer team of 7 this year because we added the chaplain to, office. So yep. We have 7 on our officer team this year.
And then, so you guys, some of you officers are going to come into the studio It's going to be busy. I'm going to have a lot of kids in here.
Yes, there's going to be a bunch of us in here.
And if your superintendent approves, you might be having you coming in here helping me interview all of them, because I don't know if I can talk to that many kids.
You can do it.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll use our influence with him on the deal. So anyway, so that's you guys are excited about that, huh?
We are.
Or is anybody going to the convention?
Yes, I think we're planning on attending the state convention, the whole officer team.
Right. And then anybody going to the national convention?
I'm not sure. No. We didn't go this past time, but I hope we go next time.
Well, you guys have been busy with hog shows. You had the three that was held locally. I didn't get to make the third of it because I got injured. Got my butt kicked by cows, what happened. But anyway, I got injured, so I didn't get to go help you guys out with the third one. Chad, overall, how'd those shows go besides your daughter not wearing, so don't win, and so don't take this personal, but how, that was pretty good.
No, I mean, the shows was good. It was, you know, me and my wife sat on the committee, and I think there's six of us on the committee. I'd have to count names and faces, but we had more kids enrolled in the show series this time, I believe, than we ever had, and numbers was up. We thought yep. they'd be down. They was up, and it went great. We're going to – I don't know if they've set the date to have the banquet. The top five get jackets, or the top one of each breed, Gilt and Barry, get a buckle, and then two through five, we buy jackets for them. And, well, we used to do a meal. We're just going to do desserts this time, and, you know, everybody get together and let the kids hang out, present them their coats and their buckles and their other – awards, and get ready for next year.
Besides the county show at Sayre, I hadn't been to much, and you invited me. You guys invited me to come over and announce the Elk City show, the Weatherford show, and the Hobart show. And I'm impressed. There's some tough hog competition in Western Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's whether it's hogs or sports or whatever. Southwest Oklahoma is about as tough as there is in the state.
I mean, we had hogs in there winning from Hollis, Altus, Merritt, Weatherford, Hinton. Where else was they? Down around Lawton?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, and I was impressed. Yeah. And I said it, I bragged on them. And I don't have to brag on you because you're a good shower anyway. Everybody knows that. But there was a class of hogs over at Weatherford where there was kids from Altus, Hollis, and Weatherford and Hinton in there. And when he picked the final five, I'd never seen five kids at once try their hardest to show.
Oh, yeah. The kids are – it's amazing just to sit and watch some kids that – there's a kid here from Merritt that I watched. You know, the first show wasn't that great. His first year out. And by that third show, he had it going on. I mean, the drive to win and the drive to be competitive.
Yeah, and like I said, I even bragged on those kids on the PA and asked everybody to give them a hand because these kids – done exactly what that judge wanted him to do. He didn't want him right in front of him. He just pointed down at the other end, and they took it because he was looking at every back end to every hog out there.
Oh, yeah.
It was impressive.
And even the judges at all three shows, you know, they talked about whether they're 8 years old or they're 16 years old. You know, there's some of them 8-year-olds that I'd take home with me next year.
The banker's kid, the youngest one, from – Carlson.
Yeah.
Oh, what, dude, she's serious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these kids have, I mean.
Monty, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Monty's girl, she's good.
Yeah.
And so is Karch. And not just them, all of them, you know. Mm-hmm. The kids have progressed so much in the last couple of years that, you know, kudos to them.
Oh, yeah, it was good. And now you got, what, district coming up or whatever they call it now?
District? Yeah, Southwest District will be next weekend.
Yeah, and then OYE. No, you got county.
County and then OYE.
And then, so when is OYE? Second week of March?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, 12th, 13th, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so.
Anyway. You know, there's one this weekend. It's called COBA, Certified Oklahoma Breeders Association. It's at Tulsa. And there's some of them not going to go due to weather, and there's some of them that's going. So it'll be a pretty big deal.
You guys going?
We are not.
It's bad. It's I know it's cabin weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but they. Well, speaking of the Weatherford Hog Show, when you finally showed up over there, you looked like dog poop. And why was that?
Oh, we had been on a fire for about 14 hours down south of 152. It actually started on the guy you rent the land off of and went through Jeff Doherty and wound up going through Kenneth Stone. And it made it just a little over 2 miles.
And quickly. It was
fast.
Yeah. Because that wind had just hit, and I was over getting firewood at Willow. And the wind just kicked up when I pulled in the deal. And me and Garrett looked over there, and you could see that fire. And that wind wasn't no joke.
No, it was. That's probably, I've been on 22 and a half years, and that's probably the worst wind I'd went through.
Well, you guys got it knocked down if it only made it that far.
Yeah, and it was a Western Oklahoma effort. I think there was, I should have brought that paper with me if I'd known you was going to brought it up. There was probably 12 to 15 different departments at one time. There was 65 trucks, and we was lucky, no structures, no livestock lost. And other than a few tires and a bunch of matty eyes, that was
pretty. Oh, yeah, I ain't kidding you. When you walked in, you thought somebody just hit him in both eyes. Yeah. They were swelled up from fire and smoke. That's the thing. In agriculture world, most of your volunteer fire departments, almost every person on a volunteer fire department is a farmer or a rancher.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I ain't going to take it away from the other volunteers, but we're talking ag here. And that fire was suspicious and still is probably.
Yes, it actually has been turned over to the Oklahoma Department of Ag investigator out of our region. I think there's been several of them that he is investigating. Actually, we met with him a week ago yesterday, and then I happened to run into him last Friday. And this guy's a bird dog, so he's got it going on.
Good. Well, that's what needs to happen.
Yes.
They're lucky, because nobody – that's one of the least traveled roads in Beckham County.
Yes.
And for it to start where it did, somebody was up to no good.
Well, there's been five or six of them, and, that's in Beckham County – that's happened in the last 2 months that we thought was suspicious, and we've turned everything over to him, and he's done a well of a job. He's actually he's kept us in the loop, and I think he'll be the one that'll get it done.
Well, that's what we need. And then I read on Facebook. You guys, there was some people helped you guys out.
There was. That was a big deal. And, hats off to John and Trina Van Buren down at Poppy's, and then the Phillips family, McDonald's. They always come through. But we hadn't even thought about food, and John and Trina showed up and had the back seat full of brisket sandwiches, pulled pork sandwiches, and just threw them in the command vehicle and turned around and drove off. And, we want to thank them. And if you need to go eat lunch, go have lunch with them.
Yeah. And Poppy's is down south Elk City. And I've always called it Triggers, but it's Poppy's.
Yeah.
And everybody knows where it is because you guys, that fire started, I know, at least 3:30.
I actually looked at that text from the dispatch, and it was like 3:06 or 3:10 or somewhere right in there.
Just it right when the wind hit.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't minutes from the wind, and then fought it till 4 next morning.
I walked in the house at 3:45 that morning.
Yeah. Well, hats off to you volunteer firemen, because you guys fought that big fire behind my house on the river a few years back.
Yeah.
And we appreciated it. Because that was close to my house.
Yeah.
And that stuff's going on. Well, we have a winner. Number seven was Tony Dorwell, if I say that right. He guessed it right. It's anywhere from 480 to 500 pounds. Stacy Cook, you suck. 375. Did you not Google this?
Stacy's probably been out feeding and watering horses. His fingers was cold. He probably.
Anyway, so Tony, I will have your name on one pair of tickets to the PBR, and I got one set left. And I'm going to give them away probably Monday or Tuesday. So you're going to have to be listening both days if you want to find out. And I'll come up with something good for you guys to win. But Tony, congratulations. And they'll be up front with your name on them. And you can come by anytime after 1 o'clock today and pick your tickets up. And thanks for participating. We had 12 texts. That was good. So anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I'm Jimmy Clark. Jancy Ripito's in here, and she's got her dad with her, and his name's Chad. We'll be right back.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 31st. 2,093 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 423 brought 212. 26 at 626 brought 163. 12 at 759 brought 157. 13 at 823 brought 153.50. 16 at 887 brought 151.75. 3 head of heifers at 442 brought 155. 6 at 641 brought 149. 25 at 743 brought 147. 13 at 844 brought 145.50. 11 at 885 brought 139.50. Butcher cows were 23 to 90, butcher bulls 96 to 104, bred cows 600 to 1125. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Mine Money Tracker is a function on our mobile banking app. We started with a template, but it really was in the hands of First National to customize the app to be what it wants to be. As more things come out, as reality changes, as the world changes, the app will constantly be updated with new functionalities so that budgeting can still be made easy and can still be right at your fingertips, because that's our goal at First National, is to give you access to your money at all times.
I'm Kelsey Werner, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City.
Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Again, thanks for everybody that participated in the text messaging deal. If you guys are bored and want to text me again, let me know how much snow you got. That's not a snow drift. Just how much you think you got in our listening area, anywhere from clear up Shattuck, all the way to Wheeler and Canadian, Shamrock, Hobart, Altus. Just let me know how much snow you got. I would appreciate it, and I'll tell it on the radio, because I know you guys down south got more snow than we got up here. But like I said, I got out there with the heifers at 1 o'clock this morning, and it was calm. It wasn't, the wind wasn't calm, but there was no snow. But when that snow hit at 4 o'clock this morning, my cows went from just a little bit of frost on them to completely white. And if I hadn't been, they were all bunched up against my new windbreak, and they had, I just seen one of them about 5:15, because I was watching Lacey Swope on streaming on live on my iPhone on the weather, and I seen her come up with her head, and that wasn't raising it up from chewing her cud, and I thought, oh crap. And I got over there, and it was about halfway out, but she tried, man, she tried. Well, you guys, you were taking care of this calf last year when Dad brought it in.
Yes.
Chad, I want to hear about the calf that survived, that was iced down to the ground, because it's very rare they live.
No. The kids actually named her, Janae or the kids, one of them, they named her Lucky Luna.
That's what I named that one this morning, Lucky.
She's still at the house, but it was the cold deal in February last year. I actually went and fed them this morning. I've got 5 or 6 calves there, and when I pulled in the same pasture, there was a cow off by herself, and I thought, deja vu all over. And luckily, she was just out of the wind and found her a spot, but I pulled in there, and this calf was froze to the ground. I literally had to get a hold of its feet and yank it up off the ground. And the cow was trying to dry it off, and I threw her in the passenger front seat of the pickup and turned the heater on and called the house, and I told them, I said, y'all be in the pig barn and have whatever. And I honestly didn't think that she would. Her neck was frozen around to the side. She couldn't even relax and get in the floorboard. And we got to the house, and I called the egg, Easter, and they thawed her out, and Brandon and the girls come down and tubed her, and we put her in a pen, and we all went to the cafe to eat lunch, and me and Janae and Brandon was in the pickup, and I told Brandon, I said, she won't be alive when we get back. And Brandon's like, I don't know. So that was at 12:30, and we come back, and Brandon's like, well, she's still alive. And he said, give her a bottle. Well, about 3 o'clock, we went out there. We didn't feed her then because we'd already tubed her. And I got her by her head and her tail and picked her up, and she stood on her legs. And I've got pictures somewhere. I was trying to find them. And, of course, the pig barn's heated.
Right.
They'd put a heat lamp on her. But they worked with 2 blow dryers and towels for about an hour to get her legs to where they would relax. The joints was frozen. That evening, she sucked a bottle, and I went and got the cow the next day and brought her home. And it was, she didn't really raise her. They fed her a bottle, and we kept her with a cow. And her ears are froze off short now. And, of course, she's pot-bellied from being a bottle calf.
But, right.
You know,
she's alive, though.
She's alive. And that was, I would have bet, I could have lost a farm and a lot of money to some buddies if they'd have bet on
now,
it.
Now, when you got a prime off the ground.
Yeah, it was.
You might have 10 minutes today.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Because that calf this morning was in behind a windbreak. There was no wind on it, and it was laying on straw. And it's a heifer, and I'm keeping this heifer for sure, whether this calf makes it or not. I'm pretty sure it's going to make it, but that mama was trying. But, dude, she can't outgun that wind chill.
No, it's horrible. You know, especially if they don't have a windbreak right now, it's bad. I mean, I know some guys, I think Bandy and JD and Brandon and several of them, they just got 1,000 head of calves in over there. They're trying to get straightened out to go to rye here in a few days. I'd sure hate to have that deal on my plate, too. Them guys are, I bet it's rough on them today.
Yeah, there's just anything being done with animals today. And, I mean, a lot of people lost calves last year during that deal.
Yes.
A lot of calves.
And I lost one there on that Adams deal on the river that was behind a windbreak. And in a good spot, wasn't in the snow or anything, and, I mean, it just froze.
Well, I got asked by my boss, Gabe, today, why are you calving now?
Well, we've always calved now, but I know some of them guys have went to fall calvers, you know, calving in October.
Yep.
I did breed my heifers to calve about the end of March. I was a little late putting the bull in.
Well, I was kind of in a situation where I didn't want to AI, but I synchronized them, and a buddy of mine loaned me 4 bulls, but I had to have them back by a certain time, and that's why I'm calving now, and he's calving next month. So yeah. I got the raw end of that deal, but hey, that's what friends are for. And Jancy, you got to help take care of that baby.
I did.
You manicuring and blow drying and all that stuff.
I was making her hair look pretty.
Imagine it. So I know when your operation, you've learned a lot about whether it's cattle or pigs or whatever has, and that was probably only one of the many experiences you have besides tracking deer with Carter. So but the what did you think when Dad brought the calf in?
I thought she was funny looking because her neck was froze to the side, but I knew with me, Mom, and Carter's hands on that we could try our best to save her. And I was a little optimistic at first. I didn't think she was going to make it, but she pulled through, so she's a trooper.
Yeah. So is she like a permanent fixture at the place now?
Oh, yeah. Mom will make sure she stays.
She is a pain. If Carter goes outside, she comes to the fence and bawls. So he'll go get her a little cake and throw it over the fence. But he and I, during deer season, was going deer hunting. Blind behind the house, and she just walked behind you and just butt you from behind. So.
Well, it's good cover-up scent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 5 years ago, just a few weeks ago, Frosty, the bull I got down there, it's our herd bull in that one batch of deal, he was born, and there's no way Sandy had ever let me, because, man, he's a big bull. He bring a lot of money right now at the sale barn. Sandy. Veto stamp. And then it started getting some calves out of him. Nah, he's going to stay around.
Yeah.
But he was born with his legs, ankles frozen back. He didn't get up for 2 weeks. And then I went down there, we bottle fed him every day. his mom was right there, and then showed up 2 weeks later, and he's gone. I thought, dang, the coyotes got him. And went over there to the rest of the herd, and there he was walking around on his knees. And about a month later, he was walking on his hooves, and now he's a herd bull, and he's a stud. He doesn't have any ears.
Okay.
But he's a stud. Well, let's take one more break. And Chad, when we get back, can we talk about some input and what are you thinking the farming's going to look like this year?
We sure can.
All right. Jancy and Chad Ripito are in the studio with me, and we'll be right back. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks, see their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
You're awful noisy over there. Anyway, the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, snow likely today, 80% chance, 15 degrees for a high, the winds are out of the north. It'll be anywhere from 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tonight it's going to be cold, 6 degrees. Tomorrow it'll actually get above freezing at 33, and the winds will die down. It looks like the winds are dying down tonight, but it's going to be late tonight. Tomorrow night, it's going to be clear and cold, 11 degrees. Saturday, 38. Sunday, 47. Monday, we can get back to tanning. 50 degrees, sunny, and no wind. So it's going to be, we get through these next few days, guys. We got her made till the next one comes through. And anyway, Chad, everything you see on the internet, on any agriculture-related website, is talking about the cost of this, cost of that, and whether it's cattle or whether it's fertilizer, whether it's diesel, whether it's tractor repairs. You know, our grain prices are up, cotton prices are up, and what are you thinking?
What am I thinking?
I know you got a backup plan.
I think we're in for a storm. Yeah. I called day before yesterday to try to get some 8-inch perforated pipe for some wells we're drilling. There is none. My supplier in the city told me that in the last year, the casing prices are doubled plus. 5-inch well casing used to cost, I don't know, $6. It's 11 today. 8-inch, he wouldn't even give me a price. No perforated pipe. I said, well, we need to be drilling when it gets warm. What are we going to do? He said, I guess you get your sawzall out and a skill saw and start perforating this
solid pipe.
Solid pipe. I'm like, I ain't doing that. And he said, it may come to that because they're not milling none of it. But
is there a reason why they're not?
He didn't tell me.
Probably like anything else, supply.
Yeah, and he told me he thought that just on the plastic products, we'd go up another 20% above where they're at before it peaked out. And fertilizer, which everybody knows, fertilizer's doubled, tripled.
Chemicals.
Do what?
Chemicals.
Oh, chemicals. I mean,
Kent said yesterday a truckload of glyphosate was $300,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's everything. It don't matter if it's seed, feed, vaccination, or irrigation. It's all went. It's all doubled or tripled. You know, we're, of course, you know where all of our stuff's at, but we're short on water. We don't have the big water. We run pivots at 350 to 450 gallons a minute. Well, if it stays dry, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to spend that $750 or $800 an acre to put the cotton in and then run short on water? You know, we're not farming for insurance.
Right.
I actually got a brainstorm about a month ago, and I bought every bag of pea seed I could get my hands on. I bought about 12,000 pounds of it. And if we're still this way come March or the 1st of April, I may look at just cutting some more of these pivots back. You know, we do half and half, which you've been around. A lot of people don't know. Where we're short on water, we'll leave a half circle of rye and then put the other half to peanuts or cotton. And we may just have to back up and, you know, put that legume in, which Kent talked yesterday about cover crops, and, you know, make hay out of it, or just leave it there and let them set.
Yeah, because the peas are good for the ground anyway.
Yes, you know, they put nitrogen in the ground, but your input costs are so high that, you know, where we're borderline on the water, we've got to look at something different. You know, if we was pumping, you can't pump it all to it. I mean, you can't water cotton or peanuts, either one, or corn. You can't pump it all and make the yields that you can make when Mother Nature helps you. And it's scary, actually. You know, when guys have to go to the bank and your operating line's going to double, you know, you're putting yourself out there, and it's going to be rough. You know, cattle prices are up, cake's up. You know, cotton prices are up. Where are they going to be next year?
Right.
You know, you go put $700-$800 acre in the cotton, the peanuts is going to be about $650, and I don't see the peanut price going up that much, and there's no guarantee in the cotton being $1.20 next year.
Well, you were talking about water, 350 to 400 gallons. Explain to the listening audience what you mean by that, because most pivots run on 600, 700, 800 gallons.
Yeah, we're pumping 400 gallons a minute.
So you're limited.
We're limited. You know, we don't water a full circle. I've got one that I try to put a full circle on, and I've got 550 gallons a minute. But the rest of them are from 350 to 450 gallons a minute, and you just can't water a full circle of it because you can't get around in time before the peanuts or the cotton starting to dry out and burn up.
Yeah, by the time you get around to it.
Yeah, when it takes you 6 days to get around with an inch, you're done. You need to be get across it in 4 days. You know,
well, I learned the hard way about that with a side row.
That's right.
It takes me 8 days to get across that 30-acre field if I water it right.
Yeah.
And when I seen what was happening, I fired the water up. By the time I got the other side, it was too late.
Yes.
And it happens on pivots, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you can zip around it real quick.
But you're not doing anything.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, getting the ground shaded, of course, these guys up here have been doing row-till cotton forever, letting the rye grow up, killing it, shading the ground, saving the moisture. But we've got to have some help from Mother Nature. You drive by it, look at Lugert.
You don't see it.
No, you don't see it.
And matter of fact, I just looked at that. Hang tight with me just a second. And I just looked at that yesterday, and it's probably still updated. It's actually up, but the river's up right now because of winter.
Yes.
The river always, it's at 17% full. And when they shut it down from irrigating the cotton last fall or last summer, it was at 15.5 when they shut it down.
Yeah.
But it ain't done nothing.
You're not going down there fishing or water skiing.
No. No. And I tried to get some people on Facebook to buy one of those 60-foot yachts put out there. Nobody took me up on it. So. But there's a – well, so your plans are, if we don't get any rain
– I'm going to cut my row crop acres back.
Okay. And then you hear – I watched the deal down in Georgia, and there was a guy down there that's nervous that since the input on corn and the input on cotton could be really high this year, that a lot of people are going back, maybe plant more peanuts, which he said is not a good deal.
No, I mean, they haven't even come out with a contract on the peanuts, but we was at, I think, $5.75 last year. I mean, I don't see them going up. You know, I'd hate to say they may be $6.50 or $7. And, you know, the peanut deal would probably, being contracted, would be better than planting cotton and your inputs being 30% more with no guarantee.
Well, on the topic we're talking about, input and shortages and stuff, I got a text in, and it's a short topic, and it's from one of my favorite cattle ladies from over in Ouachita County. Says there's not any white blank cow tags to be found due to factors of lack of workers, lack of plastics. Colors are available except yellow, purple, orange, pink, black, and red, and some green. Number tags are available. So, I mean, it's affecting cow tags.
Oh, yeah, everything. I mean, I did when I called up there about that pipe. And normally, you've been to my barn. Normally, I've got a, and I've got some.
But that's where I go get it.
I know. I thought, well, I'll go ahead and get me, you know, another 100 foot of perforated pipe in here. And they ain't got it. And a buddy of mine, Casey Keener, I talked to him, and he called another supplier. They didn't have it either. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I mean. And, of course, and it's a ball and chain effect, like on the water deal. When your products have doubled in price, you're going to have to go up on your price a little bit. Well, then it goes to the consumer then.
So I mean, a $6,000 water well is liable to cost you $8,000 or $10,000 now.
That's right. I mean, that's where it's at.
And it's just crazy. So have you hearing from other people out there, because I know you're around a lot of farmers, are you hearing – they're thinking the same thing?
Well, you know, the guys that's got bigger water, I'm sure, I know some of them have put some circles to grass and diversified and went more cattle. And, you know, it's going to be interesting come April the 1st to see what happens through, you know, we start planting cotton and peanuts about May the 10th to the 15th. So it'll be interesting.
And our wheat, dry land wheat, you know,
you know, we went to Denver. We come back 2 weeks ago today, and the stock show. We went east out of Denver on 70 and come down 287, and there ain't no difference from east of Denver to Sarah America. It all looked the same.
You got some listeners out there, Chad.
Oh, gosh.
Chad is my hero. Love Logan Nelson.
Well, I'm glad Logan got it. He must be at lunch. He's probably with Bowen and Jonathan. So, thanks for the invite, guys.
Yeah, and then we got there, and then one guy texts in, and he says, "Roll out hay so cows will bed calves in, and they won't freeze to the ground." And that's very true. And then I did where I'm at.
I did too.
And I've got them confined. I got the feed between the water and where their windbreak is. And they were so cold yesterday evening and last night. I watched them. I sat there and watched them with my headlights on them. They were so cold that they were eating the straw instead of going out to the bales, alfalfa, and grass hay.
Yeah.
And they sit there and ate my bedding up. And I'm going to put some more down here after the show. And when you got them out in the pastures – and some of your more mature cows, and there's probably some guys that don't put out bedding, and that's fine. They got big enough grass where they can get down in there and hide in it. But I've got some right next to this that I really wanted to turn them out in that tree row yesterday. But then I got to drive across a 80 in big tall grass, run over calves, and they're going to be down there in that tree row calving, and it's a quarter to half a mile back to the lot if I need to get them in there. Right now, this morning, I just shook an empty sack of Walmart. I put some rocks or something in it, and I shook it, and they were all in the lot in 2 seconds.
They was looking for the cake this
yeah,
morning.
So I got the one cow in, the mama of the calf that was born at 5 o'clock, and Steve and Keith Smith, they got my other cow in for me, so it's there, and they got the baby in their garage right now, getting after it. And Steve says, got her in the shop, still come by when you get off. So anyway, the doctor's orders are coming in. It's a busy day around here, and I haven't brushed my teeth. If you guys can smell that on the radio.
Hey, I've got a small deal of toothpaste and a new toothbrush from the dentist in a bag in the back seat.
Oh my gosh. And who is this? No, sir. The winner of the tickets, he texted in, and we're about, the show's about over. You're still feeding cattle. You take care of that. Your PBR tickets will be here all next week, so you don't have to worry about it. Your tickets are going nowhere. They'll have your name on it. So it's going to be sunny Monday, so you can come in Monday. You keep feeding those cattle. Don't take care of your animals. That's the main thing today. And guys, I love having family talk in here. And Chad, thanks for talking about the actually, we got two more minutes left, and I got a question for you.
Okay.
Will you explain how the cotton deal works on pricing? There's a loan, there's a this, and
that is a pretty difficult deal. You know, your cotton is based off your loan price. Loan is 50, they base your price off 56. Okay. If your cotton loan's at 56, which mine and Joe's loaned a little better than that this time. I know some guys, some dryland guys, had some cotton that loaned at 50 and 51. Basically, 56 is your loan. So, if let's say like today it's $1.26. And there's no defined way to tell this. Just normally, you'll be at 56, you'll be about what market is or 2 points back. So, if we was $1.26 today, and you loaned at 56 to 56 and a half, you might get $1.24 or so. I looked at some on the seam. It's about 3 points back from the market at 56. But, you know, I ate lunch with a guy last week, and we talked about it for an hour. And there's no sure way to say, there's no guarantee that if you loan at 56, you're going to get, you know, $1.26 or whatever. Right. But that's normally what it goes off of is loan, the staple, the mic, and
There's a lot to
a lot goes into it.
Grading, yes. The grade, the whole nine yards, and I mean, I was reading it one day, and I asked Carver, Rod Carver, what's all this mean?
Stay away from it.
He said, "Don't get into that on the radio." So no. I learned a lot, and then while I'm remembering, I said, this is what friends and neighbors are for. I needed some more towels because my first calf soaked everything up in three towels. So my wife called her buddy over here, Rob Bruner at Elk City, and he brought me two big old sackfuls. I'm good for the at least next five calves because the good thing about this snow, it's dry. But while it's falling on them, it's freezing on them.
Yes.
So the quicker you can get them out of the element, the better it is. And I know you got cattle calving, and you guys are going feeding from what I heard.
I'm taking her over by your house to feed them stalkers.
You have to open the
gate. Yeah, and the wind affects those gates. Those are high fence
gates. And I bet she didn't put long handles on this morning.
No, I did not.
I got some out in the truck.
Oh, really?
So anyway, well, the show's over. Hope you guys enjoyed it today. Thanks for participating in our PBR ticket giveaway. I'll have another next Monday or Tuesday. And guys, have a great day. And there's my signal. I knew it was coming. Yesterday, I got cut off again. So I got to learn how to not be cut off. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Stay warm. Take care of your animals. Get your water thawed out. Make sure they got some water. Anyway, God bless. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is nice.
KECO, Elk City.